targeting an ISIS killer.
Our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people.
Arrest in the Secret Service.
Charged with sending explicit pictures to what he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
New autism assessment.
From 1 in 68 to 1 in 45.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, all the evidence isn't in, but it appears a U.S. airstrike in Syria has eliminated the face of ISIS.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards Islamic State.
Targeted was the masked man known as Jihadi John with a British accent, the executioner who beheaded Americans and others in shocking videos. Pentagon correspondent David Martin on what the military is saying.
They are sounding very confident that he is dead. One official told me a short time ago they are, quote, pretty goddamn certain they got Jihadi John.
His real name is Mohammed Emwazi, a British citizen. British Prime Minister David Cameron called it a strike at the heart of ISIS.
It will demonstrate to those who would do Britain, our people, and our allies harm, we have a long reach.
In Tunisia, Secretary of State Kerry says the U.S. is assessing the Jihadi John strike, but says it shows ISIS's days are numbered. Now to northern Iraq and the new offensive against ISIS. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports Kurdish forces now control the center of Sinjar, what had been a strategic city for the terror group.
Good morning. We are now inside Sinjar, and you can hear the gunfire rattling as gun battles are taking place to the east and west of the city. We're on the north side. We watched this morning as just a handful of Pesh started winding into the village, then followed by dozens more and then hundreds. And as you can hear, they're clearing out the city house by house, street by street, going after any ISIS militants that may remain here.
The ground action's been backed by U.S. airstrikes. Here at home, without revealing specifics, Defense Secretary Carter has fired his top military aide amid allegations of misconduct. Army Lieutenant General Ron Lewis is now the subject of an investigation by the Pentagon's Inspector General. A uniformed Secret Service officer is facing charges and will appear in court today. CBS's Paula Reed in Washington.
Lee Robert Moore admitted that he engaged in these sexually explicit conversations while on duty at the White House. He is charged with sending sexually explicit pictures to what he believed was a 14-year-old girl. But this was actually a sting, and he was sending these pictures to an undercover Delaware State Police detective.
A new government estimate indicates 1 in 45 American children have autism. Other calculations have found it's less common. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus is with us. Does this necessarily mean an increase in autism?
No, I think the headlines are misleading. It's from 2013 to 2014, the questionnaires going to parents changed. The order of the questions and some of them changed. And what we saw is that there was a decrease in what we called other developmental delays and an increase in autism that reflected these different questions.
And it seems doctors are getting clearer in their diagnosis of this.
We're getting better at identifying this, what we call spectrum disorder. And so the spectrum disorder means you can have a small number of abnormalities or a significant number on that spectrum. And so doctors, schools, educators are getting better about identifying kids early, intervening early, and hopefully making an impact to make their long-term lives better.
Well, doctors in Cleveland are taking new surgical steps that could be a breakthrough for infertile women. CBS's Peter King joins us live.
Steve, this would be a first for the U.S., a uterus transplant, and Cleveland Clinic doctors say they're within about 5 months of doing it. The recipients are women who were born without one or have had one removed. The New York Times says 8 candidates are being screened now, but doctors say there are risks, including side effects from the anti-rejection drugs. The transplant would only be temporary, that is. Doctors would remove the uterus after one or two births so the patient can stop taking those drugs.
The dean of students at California's Claremont McKenna College has resigned in the wake of protests about racial concerns. There's a new interim president at the University of Missouri, where racial unrest came to a boil. Mike Middleton's an African-American who has been a professor and deputy chancellor at the school.
This problem is going to take years to solve, if it can be solved.
In Washington, predominantly black Howard University has stepped up security after an online threat. Now to Iowa, where CBS's Stephen Portnoy is on the campaign trail ahead of tomorrow night's Democratic presidential debate.
Even his strongest supporters will tell you Bernie Sanders is a hard sell.
If they don't know who he is, it's kind of like, you know, just another, like, old white guy.
23-year-old Carmen Finken says she felt the same. until she heard Sanders speak.
Everything that he said completely made sense to me.
Hillary Clinton supporter Diana Miller believes her candidate more naturally fits the role.
She's got the personal qualities to be able to handle the presidency.
Clinton leads the latest CBS News New York Times poll by nearly 20 points, with most Democrats saying they're very confident she'd handle a foreign crisis. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Des Moines.
Well, CBS's Major Garrett tells us Donald Trump stirred things up with a freewheeling appearance in Iowa.
Kasich, oh, I have a headache from this guy. I'm telling Carly, whatever the hell her name is, Fiorina, I'm saying, will you stop cutting in?
John Kasich and Carly Fiorina aren't gaining on Trump. Marco Rubio is.
Weak on illegal immigration. Like, weak. Like a baby.
Trump saved the lowest blows for Ben Carson.
He said he has pathological disease. Now, if you're pathological, there's no cure for that, folks. If you're a child molester, a sick puppy, you're a child molester, there's no cure for that.
And there was this reference to ISIS.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me. I would bomb the shit out of them.
The Wall Street Journal reports General Motors is about to become the first major automaker to sell a vehicle made in China in this country. The Buick Envision is an SUV that will go on sale next year. State officials in Utah are challenging a judge's ruling that ordered a 9-month-old foster baby be taken away from its lesbian parents and placed with a heterosexual couple.
He said he's seen studies that say children do worse in homosexual homes than in heterosexual homes.
Becky Pierce and April Hoagland are legally married. Utah's governors criticized the judge, saying he should have followed the law. Overseas, a doctor on a house call in Wallenfels, Germany, near the Czech border, found the bodies of at least 7 babies. Police say it's not clear how long they've been dead. Monarch butterflies seem to be making a comeback. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
The monarchs are on their annual migration from the United States and Canada to the forests of central Mexico, where they spend the winter. 2 years ago, their population plunged by almost 90%. Experts blamed illegal logging and pesticide use, which killed the milkweed plants the butterflies use for food and to lay their eggs. Last year, all 3 countries took steps to protect the black and orange insects, and now Mexico's Environment Secretary estimates that 3 or 4 times more monarchs will arrive this year. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Colorblind NFL viewers complained last night's Bills-Jets game was a mess to watch. The teams wore one solid color, the Jets in green, the Bills, who won the game, were in red. Other viewers who could differentiate gave thumbs down on social media. The NFL says the color rush experiment is a way to honor each franchise. And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.